Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueak Winner, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's June. It's graduation season, and today we are talking to one of our Métis Settlement High School graduates. We have a special guest here today. Her name is Chloe Anderson, and Chloe is originally from the Peavine Métis Settlements, and she just recently graduated from the Kamloops High School, but she also had something very, very special to share with us, and that was being chosen as the valedictorian. Chloe, can you tell us a little bit about perhaps your connection to Peavine and your family ties and perhaps your experience in Kamloops?
Yes, I could. Thank you guys for inviting me out to be on your show. It's an honor. I'm very excited. My name is Chloe Anderson. I am a member of the Peavine Métis Settlement that is located in Northern Alberta. My chaplain, Mary Rose Noski, married my great-grandfather, Frank Noski, and decided to settle in Peavine Métis Settlement in 1950. They had a total of 10 kids together. Their second youngest child, Yvonne Noski, is my cuckoo, and she married my mushroom, Darcy Anderson, who is from Trout Lake First Nation. My cuckoo and mushroom had three daughters, Heather, Vanna, and Haley Anderson. Heather Anderson is my mom, who also had three daughters. Briar is the middle child, Jersey is the youngest, and I'm the oldest. My experience with school was not the best. I always struggled to keep up with school and my grades. And for my grades 9s, 10s, and 11 year of school, my mom had gotten really sick. So I had to keep care of my sisters. I had to ensure that they made it to school. I had to pack their lunches and drive them to their after school activities. I would also make sure that our house was clean, but with four girls in one house, it wasn't possible. School just became the last thing in my mind. I started to fall behind. I was exhausted emotionally, physically, as well as spiritually. And on top of all that, when I would be attending school, I was never given the opportunity to reach my full potential. I was mistreated and I never got any support or help from my teachers. And I was very unhappy with where I was going. And so I had made the last minute decision to move from home and to live in Kamloops, BC with my Auntie Haley and her boyfriend, Jonathan Noski. And when I arrived in Kamloops, I was unsure if I had made the right decision, but in hindsight, I know that I did because I'm succeeding. I reached my full potential in school, and overall, my experience in Kamloops has been amazing, and I was given a lot of opportunities. And one of the really big opportunities that I got was I was chosen for valedictorian. And when I found this out, I was extremely happy because I knew that my hard work was finally paying off. And my experience as valedictorian was amazing. I am very passionate about my Indigenous culture and language. It's something that I learned to never be ashamed of. And at the Indigenous graduation, I spoke in front of 400 people. There's a lot of people. At first, I was really doubting myself because I didn't believe I was capable of speaking in front of that many people. But throughout the year, I was given many opportunities to public speak. So I took those opportunities. And a lot of those opportunities were me advocating for Indigenous people as well as Indigenous youth. So one of the really big things I got to do was speak on behalf of Westside Secondary on what the school district should change in the school system to make it better for Indigenous students. I spoke in front of, I think, over 100 people there, from all different schools, different towns, and whatever. It was really good.
And if I may just say that I find you to be very, very well spoken, just talking over this, the radios and the airwaves that we are right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your background with us. It's very inspiring. And perhaps we'll let other folks, young students that are in the same kind of situation, inspire them to continue with their studies, regardless of what's happened in their home life and perhaps in their school. So very, very inspiring. And can I ask you, is there any kind of piece of wisdom that you would like to share with other young people?
Yes. In my speech, this is my favorite part of my speech. People really like this part, so I'm just going to read that to you guys.
Sure.
So the past 5 years of high school have nurtured us, guided us, and provided us with knowledge, wisdom, and the foundation to embark on our life's journey. You all have the potential to achieve extraordinary and outstanding achievements throughout your lives, no matter how big or small you think they are, because of what defines you. But let us not forget the struggles and the challenges we Indigenous peoples have faced along the way. Our ancestors had to face many hardships, yet they persevered, so now it's our turn to do the same. We will shed tears and we will fail maybe once, probably several times, but failures like accomplishments will teach us life lessons. We have all learned the value of hard work, determination, and perseverance, and we will continue to strive to be the best version of ourselves. Don't ever stop trying, make sacrifices, take risks, and keep battling. And that was the part of my speech that I really like. So that is my piece of wisdom for you guys.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We're going to go to a short break and we'll come right back with Chloe Anderson from the Peavine Métis Settlement. And welcome back. We have Chloe Anderson from the Peavine Métis Settlement, who shared her experience of having to move away and go to high school in Kamloops, and how out of 250 students, she was nominated and chosen as valedictorian, which she shared a little bit about how she gave that address. And Chloe, what's next for you? What do you have coming up in your, now that you've finished high school?
I'm going to be taking a year, not maybe a few months, just to work, and I'm going to start school in September at McEwen University in Edmonton, Alberta. I'm going to be entering the anthropology program that they have there. I want to be an anthropologist as well as an archaeologist. I really love Indigenous culture, so I really would love to learn more in depth about Indigenous history. I think it's very interesting, and I think it's a very beautiful thing to do. So that's something I'm very interested in.
That's wonderful, Chloe. I also understand that you're interested in the arts, and so can you tell me a little bit more about your artistic pursuits?
Yes, my artwork is all Indigenous based. All my art pieces have meaning or represent Indigenous culture in some sort of way. At the Indigenous graduation, School District 73 has an art contest for the art logo, and my art was chosen. And my art represents all the different, so Métis, Inuit, and First Nations, and then also the Kamloops, Indigenous peoples. It's all represented into one big art piece. So it was the logo for the graduation and was put on all the pamphlets, banners, as well as hoodies.
That's quite the honor for sure, Chloe. Mm-hmm. Beyond high school, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners as to what keeps you busy and occupied?
Yes, I'm a competitive volleyball player. I've been playing competitive volleyball for about 8 years now. I just finished my last year of club volleyball a few weeks ago, but I am starting my coaching journey. I've been doing coaching for 2 years now, and one thing that I do in the summer is Alberta Indigenous Games. I take youth volleyball teams, and I make teams for them. I get jerseys, I practice with them, I coach them, and I take them to Alberta Indigenous Games. And they always like it. We always have lots of fun, and that's something that's really important to me. I really like doing things for youth, so volleyball is an important part in my life because I've been doing it for so many years, and I have a lot of knowledge of volleyball. So yeah, that's something I love doing is taking Indigenous youth to Alberta Indigenous Games.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. That is very important to keep our young people involved, and to volunteer for that is very commendable. Thank you, Chloe.
Yes, for sure. You're welcome.
So if I was to ask you, for our younger listeners out there, what advice do you have to give to them?
My advice to them would to always be proud of who you are and where you come from, because that plays a big role in who you are as a person. Your stories and your accomplishments should be told to give people that courage and to reach their milestones in life. And they to also learn the value of hard work, because hard work also comes with great things in the future. So always work hard and never take the easy route. Because I think like your hard work will pay off, because it's definitely it has paid off for me. So your hard work will pay off even if you take the hard route.
Those are such wise words for from such a young lady. I'm very proud to be here interviewing you, and for you to be sharing this very important message to a lot of our younger Métis settlement members. Thank you again for sharing with us, and
You're welcome.
congratulations on being chosen valedictorian for your high school, and for a lot of the other what you're going into in the future. So good luck and best of wishes from all of us here at the Métis Settlements.
Thank you so much.
So to all the Métis Settlement graduates out there, we celebrate you. We love you, and congratulations to all of you.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Show with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.